First, as world leaders prepare to thrash out a new global agreement on climate change, the federal government has labelled Labor's new climate policy as mad. The opposition says its goal is to reduce Australia's net greenhouse gas emissions to zero by 2050. Labor is also beginning consultations on an interim goal of reducing emissions by 45% by 2030, a significantly bigger commitment than the government. The ambitious plans are being announced by the opposition leader Bill Shorten before he heads to Paris for the UN climate talks. While the government is critical of the Labor policy, environmental groups say it is credible and necessary. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull will be in Paris next week as world leaders attempt to come up with a credible global agreement to limit warming to 2 degrees Celsius. The commitment Mr Turnbull will take to the talks is to reduce Australia's emissions by 2030 by between 26 and 28% on 2005 levels. The opposition has long criticised those figures as too low, but today, for the first time, it's setting out its own goals.
We feel as the alternative government of the country, we've got an obligation to lift Australia's ambition to make sure that Australia keeps at the head of the pack.
The opposition's environment and climate change spokesman Mark Butler says they want to achieve carbon neutrality by the middle of the century. That is, in 2050, every tonne of pollution Australia produces will have to be offset.
We think that we'll be at the head of the pack. We're not ahead of the pack, but right at the head of the pack with countries to which we usually compare ourselves. And that's vastly preferable, we think, to being shut out of the investment and jobs boom that will flow from the shift to clean technology and renewable energy.
Labor's also promising to begin consultations on the basis of a 45% cut in emissions by 2030, but that's not yet a locked-in target.
We want to go out over the next few months and by the end of March have had a very deep discussion with business, with unions and other stakeholders about the achievability of that target in the light of a Paris conference, which we think is very likely to be a successful conference, and a range of other domestic factors like the impact on jobs, particular regions and households.
The federal government has been quick to criticise the plan. The Industry and Innovation Minister Christopher Pyne spoke to Channel 9.
Bill Shorten's policy, his thought bubble, 45% reduction, would require them to introduce or reintroduce a carbon tax at double the rate of the carbon tax before. He wants to smash household budgets and smash the economy. So for the next election, he wants people to think that he's Mr. Green, but actually he'd have to introduce a carbon tax at twice the last rate and smashing household budget costs and costing jobs and growth. So it's a mad
policy.
And the Treasurer, Scott Morrison, had a similar message when he spoke to reporters on the Gold Coast.
That sort of a tax, that sort of an approach, is a tax on jobs, it's a tax on growth, it is a growth stultifying initiative from the Leader of the Opposition.
The Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen, acknowledges there is political risk for Labor in climate policy, but his colleague, Mark Butler, rejects the government's attack.
The modelling from the former Reserve Bank board member, Warwick McKibben, done for Tony Abbott, would indicate that over the course of the 2020s decade, the economy under a 45% target would grow by 23% instead of 23.4%, I think, which would be the growth rate under the Abbott targets. There's a very small impact on growth over 10 years that you'll see there, but there is also, Warwick McKibben says, a substantial positive impact on investment as you see a shift to clean technology and clean jobs.
The CEO of the Climate Institute, John Connor, says Labor's announcement on emissions targets is welcome.
Look, it's a far stronger and more credible target than the government's current target. It gets us much closer when you combine it with their commitment to end climate pollution by 2050 Australia's bit in the action needed to avoid 2 degrees, which is a bipartisan and internationally agreed goal.
And he says the 2050 goal of carbon neutrality can be achieved.
But we're going to have to tackle things like our coal-fired power stations. We're going to have to put proper limits and pricing on carbon pollution at source. And we're going to have a range of other, a portfolio of policies to get us there, to grab the opportunities Australia has many of in land-based emissions capture, in renewable energy with solar and wind and more.
Professor Tim Flannery from the Climate Council also welcomes Labor's plan and, in particular, its pledge to introduce a 5-year review process.
The Independent Climate Authority offers a very good yardstick to set targets by,
and the five-year review is a very sensible policy.
Labor's now pledging to consult on that 45% target. How important is it to build consensus around these sorts of targets?
Look, enormously important. The countries that have done best out of this are those that have had consensus politics, particularly in the energy and climate areas. We need that consistency of policy, otherwise you never get the R&D followed through with.
If it wins the next election, Labor is promising to announce an emissions reduction target for 2025 within its first year in government.
Naomi Woodley reporting.